power of God. You know, so many times we just think about the miracle working power when it comes to healing. Oh no, there's more miracles that happen with the miracle working power of God than you can even imagine. And I believe because of our prayers, we're going to see some miracles happen. Miracles happen. Miracles happen. Oh, my celebrigadasha. Elebrigamonsha. Oh, my. And we need some miracles in this land. We need some miracles in the United States of America. Anchor Faith Church, thank you for being with us, for tuning in and praying with us there in St. Augustine, Florida. We need all the prayer that we can get, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations. You know, so many times we get complacent here because we're in a godly environment. We're even in a state that we have a godly governor, a tongue-talking governor. And we can take things for granted. But you know what? When you start taking things for granted, it's kind of like the children of Israel. When they started taking things for granted, things started deteriorating. And what did they have to do? Oh, God, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Well, it's time for us to say, God, forgive us, because we've been pretty complacent. We have let prayer go out of the church, out of the schools. We have let so much of our religious rites to be taken away from us. And we've just kind of like, okay. They call it discrimination. Oh, no. Yeah. It's our liberties, guys. Our liberties. I was so alarmed this morning when across my news deal came this. And it says, North Carolina church ordered to close due to virus outbreak. North Carolina church. This was a church. Actually, I went to research it. They have 145 churches all over the United States. It was established in 1919. They have around 50,000 members in the U.S. And they said because that you weren't practicing the social distancing that you should, because there were, I think, 3 deaths in the church, they said, we're closing you down. We're closing you down. That's frightening, guys. That is really frightening. And if they can close one, they can close more. It's time for the church to rise up. It's time for our church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, to say we are triumphant. It is our time. And the word says, if my people, what are called by my name, will what? Humble themselves and what? Pray. Then he said he would what? Heal our land. Verse 15 of that says, now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Do you realize, this makes me so excited. Do you realize that God's ears are open to us tonight to hear our prayers? To hear our prayers. Over in another scripture, let me read it quickly and then we're going to pray. It talks about that over in Ezekiel, I look for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I search for someone to stand in the gap, in the wall, so I wouldn't have to destroy the land, but I found no one. I found no one. Are you ready to stand in the gap for our country? Listen, we're not fighting against people. We are fighting against principalities and powers of darkness. The enemy is mad because his time is really short. And so he is sticking his ugly head anywhere. And guess what? He's even sticking his ugly head in the church, causing divisions in church. It's kind of like, you know, the Tower of Babel, when God came down and saw that they were all united and in one accord. Of course, what they weren't doing what was not in God's plan, but it astounded him, and he said, you know, if they be so united and in one mind and in one accord, there's nothing that will stop them from accomplishing what they set out to accomplish. Do you realize that just here in the United States, if the church would become united and one accord, there is nothing that could stop us. Nothing that could stop us. You know, this is a time, as Pastor said this morning, the most important election that we've known about in the years, the 50 plus years that I've lived. Yeah. And you know, it's not just about the presidential election. Mayors, House of Representatives, senators, governors. Yes, all of it. I'm thankful that, you know, we've prevailed in the Supreme Court. Praise the Lord. Things have happened that have been great. But I'm telling you what, the fight is still there. And you know, we may not know how to pray, but the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Ghost does know. And as we yield to Him, are you ready to yield to Him tonight? Are you ready to yield to Him and let Him pray the will of God through our voices? Are you ready to pray? Let's do that right now. Oh, Father, we just come to you. Oh, Father, we thank you for the provision that we have of prayer, of the provision that you said that prayer is effectual and that prayer does change things. Prayer changes circumstances. Prayer changes situations. And Father, we come tonight. Oh, God. Oh, my. Our country is so divided. Oh, God. Oh, my poor. And my heart does so ache. My heart does so ache over the condition of this great country. This country that was founded upon in God we trust. This country that God was so a part of every piece of government that was established. And oh God, oh my man, celebradishe, elebrigodo, shalabranzi, librigadanshe. And you move through the founders of this country. Oh, to think of the establishment of the Constitution and how wise it was and how long that it has stood. And your man celebrigodoshe lebrasolebrundanshe. And yet, Father, oh my mind, celebrigadasho, oh, but celebriade shalabrandik. Kepadeshe. And Alabria Gusso. Alabria Dulce Alabradishi. Oh, Father, our liberties. Oh, my. Oh, Mansele Brigadeshe Lebronzo Lebronzo Lebriadeshe. Oh, so much in the balance. So much in the balance. So much in the balance. Oh, God, but you said that if we would pray, if we would pray, God, that you would hear our prayers. Oh, Mamoncho, Labrigadashe, Alabronzo, Labrigadashe, Manonze, Labriadashe, and Alabriadoso, Labriadan, Celebranchite. And Father, oh, may we apologize, God, for not being as fervent as we should have been. To pray consistently, to pray consistently for our nation, for our leaders, oh God. In Elebrodon Pajenda Mundiliga Pa Celebria Don Zingamananza Elebrigoma non celebrashola in Elebrigamanun Sulibrashi. Oh, Mama Nan Sulabradeshe, may this be an awakening call. An awakening call, an awakening call. Eba Salabria Dunche, and Elebranzo Manoliga Pasa, Elebrigi Manso Libra Copa Salabrigima, Naligin Muncha, and we commandosa. And we gamanan libra sho, libri ganan jolabra upa celebra dunsa. Oh, mama manolabra de shelebra zuni manunzite. That would endeavor to destroy. That would endeavor to destroy. Emanolabra sho, impakita. One labra shite, mon celebra shite. Oh, may eyes be opened. May eyes be opened. May eyes be opened. Aha, Lebrashe, Lebradanse. And Elebrigamono, Lebradashe, Lebranzu, Lebrigadasha. And Elebrakomana, Lebrakuta. And Emano, Lebrakoman, Celebrashita, Munzaligantun, Celebrashita. Hallelujah. He's doing great things. He's doing great things. And he's going to continue to do great things as we stand in the gap. You know, and we will not let go until God makes United States of America a praise to all the nations. I may have read this last time, but I'm going to read it again if I did. It says, which way? This was given camp meeting of 85, 35 years ago, 1985. Which way are we going? What will happen in our nation? This was given by Brother Hagin. What will happen with all the upheaval and all the things that are happening on the earth? Yea, saith the Lord of hosts, all of these things that happen are caused by spiritual forces. And because the church, those that are really alive unto God and empowered by his spirit, do not take their place and do not use the name of Jesus and do not constantly, listen to this, daily stand against the forces of evil, then they move in everywhere they can, even in your own beloved country. But you see, as you stand in the gap and make up the hedge and stand against these things, then that condition and this other condition will be turned around, and the blessings of God will flow, and the kingdom of God shall be enhanced, and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ shall multiply in number and gain momentum, and men will look and see that the light is shining, the truth of God's word is going forth, and the Holy Ghost is in manifestation. There is coming. If it could be told thee, you would not believe it at the moment. If the veil could be lifted for just a moment from your eyes, and you see into the future, and you see the manifestation of the power of God, it would overwhelm you. But if you'll just walk with me and be faithful and learn to yield unto me, saith the Lord, and respond unto my spirit, you'll find that the restoration of this hour shall come in full potential. Shall come in full potential. It's up to us to bring this revival, this last day revival, to our world. To our world. Are you committed to do what it takes? I am so thankful, you guys. This is a wonderful crowd. I love it that my people, I call y'all my peeps, love to pray. Yes. You know, I've been to some places that I felt like I was the only one praying and everybody else had left when I knelt down to pray. Right, Anthony? Anthony knows. It's like one time I thought, I could not hear one word, and I'm thinking, oh Lord, I'm here. When I get up, everybody's gonna be gone. But praise the Lord, you guys just join in. And I'm so thankful for that. But we need to continue to pray daily. Daily to stay on the offense instead of the defense. And in closing, you know, I like to sing this song. Go ahead, Anthony.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the oceans, wide with fall.
Be used to have an influence in the political scene. Janice, raise your hand. She's been invited to have, is it a concert, isn't it?
Yes, watch night of the GOP, the Tulsa Republican Party has invited me to do a mini concert at the watch party.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe there's going to be openings for many of you. And so you need to stay sensitive, as Pastor was talking about this morning, to be led by your spirit. You may wonder why you're introduced to certain people or why God has you in certain positions in your job. Well, there may be a reason. And it may be an inroad to help influence and to be an influence to those who don't even know God. Influence in high places. Oh, yeah. I hear that. Influence in high places. Influence in high places. Influence in high places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I'm excited. Some, you know, we hear of the doom and gloom and all of these things. And unfortunately, people are depressed, and some are even committing suicide, and that's terrible. And yet we have the answer. We have the answer. And it's so important that we be sensitive to our spirit to give the answer. Oh yeah, pasala, ebadanche, epasuli brigadinche, Greg. Oh, my mon soli brashela brunsuli gatiche. God's gonna open some doors that you never thought would open. And as he does, emanuli bregushe, you don't know what to say, but the Holy Ghost on the inside of you knows what to say. And so look to him and he'll guide you. Aman sola brishute, so much wisdom shall come forth out of your mouth. Manon celebradiche, and it will change things around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. You know, when you just get in the presence of God, you don't want to leave. You don't want to leave. There's so much peace in God's presence. Well, Anthony, do you have a song that we can just end with?
Oh, peace, peace.
Wonderful
peace.
Coming down.
Coming down.
From the Father above.
From the Father above.
Sweep over my spirit.
Sweep over my spirit.
Forever I pray.
Forever I pray.
In fathomless
billows of love.
One more time, peace, peace.
Oh, peace, peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father.
Faith Church, we just give a shout out to you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you guys for joining us. Have a great week. We'll see you Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, Hour of Power. God bless you. We love you.